to continue to fight every moment. Proverbs 24:16 says this, and this should encourage us all. For a righteous man may fall seven times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. So we already know right there in God's word that it's highly likely there's going to be a stumble. There's going to be a fall. Okay, we can't just stay there. We have to rise again. That's what a righteous man does. Okay, that defines our character. That we know that God's grace is enough. Okay, that we don't have to just, you know, if I mess something up and it really bothers me, you know, like, I messed up with my wife earlier today. I got kind of annoyed with something that she did. I let her know about it, and it really wasn't that important. But for some reason, it just really bothered me. I've been under a little bit of a stress lately, but you know what? Could you imagine if I was just like, you know, I messed that up. I hurt my wife. That wasn't important. That could have been left alone. But I just stayed away from her, didn't talk to her for weeks because I messed up. And how much sense would that make? I let her know later I apologized, and things are better now. I can stand before you with a clean conscience in this moment. But so let's turn over to 1 Peter 1:7. Because, guys, I just want to give us a few scriptures just to encourage us, just for us to write down, for us to mark in the Word, and for us to be able to stand on as we fight the good fight of faith. As we go through boot camp, and as we get trained, and as we get challenged, and we get loved on in a true and a godly way that makes us uncomfortable, that makes us maybe hurt a little bit at times. But when you work out, anybody that's ever worked out, you guys know how this works. You actually tear muscles up, okay? And then they heal. That's whenever you're sore. And then they come, when they heal up, they heal up stronger and bigger. Okay, you're never going to get, you know, the big guns or anything like that if you don't work them things out, tear them things up, make yourself uncomfortable, and then go back and do it again, and go back and do it again, and go back and do it another time. Okay, so in 1 Peter 1:7, it says this, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Your faith in God is precious. Okay? Your character, your nature in Christ, okay, is going to tell more to people. It's going to speak more volumes than anything. And it's tried by fire. Okay? Gold, though it's tested by fire, it perishes. Okay, but when something like our faith can be tested and tried and refined and strengthened, that's what's going to help get us through some of the most difficult times. So just flip back a few more pages to James chapter 1.